Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 10th. Tesla looks like it's finally going to break ground at Gigafactory Mexico, as machinery has been spotted at the site of the factory. The automaker secured a piece of land just outside of Monterrey in Nuevo León to build the plant. Tesla has talked about building the factory in record time, even with the hope of beating Gigafactory Shanghai's timeline of 9 months between groundbreaking and production. It was once speculated that Tesla could complete the plant by the end of this calendar year. However, they've waited quite this long just for permits. Tesla has other goals it's working toward, such as production of up to 20 million vehicles by the end of the decade. They'll be working hard on the Mexico plant, as well as others, to make that happen. But now a local newspaper reports that the work is being spotted with machinery on site. Based on the video shared by the publication, it looks like for now it's mainly work along the highway to create an exit for the road to the factory. Tesla has issued a license to produce its NACS connector to Volex, which is a large UK-based power equipment manufacturer. Tesla has been trying to put some distance between itself and its own connector, which could ease the minds of the companies who are still holding out on adoption. As a first step, they hired SAE to standardize the connector, but now Tesla has also released a license to build it from Volex. Hopefully that's all it takes and the rest of the stragglers can get on board. According to Wedbush analyst Dan Ives, Rivian is seen as, quote, one of the core EV players over the next decade. Now, Rivian surpassed analyst expectations in the second quarter, delivering 12,640 vehicles, which is up 50% from the previous quarter. As Rivian builds more vehicles, the company is enhancing its ability to optimize plant overhead and manufacturing operations. Rivian's gross loss per vehicle is now negative $32,595 compared to last year, which was negative $157,000. Now, Dan Ives says that the EV maker took another step in the right direction after releasing second quarter results just this week. He added that demand looks strong and that visibility is improving into 2024. After Rivian topped delivery production estimates in July, the analyst raised his price target from $25 to $30 per share. Ford has delayed the release of the electric Explorer for the European market, where the vehicle will first arrive. It is now tallied for about 6 months later than expected. The electric Explorer is based on Volkswagen's MEB platform, same one used for the ID.4. The electric Explorer combines German engineering with striking American style, according to Ford, and the Explorer will be the first electric vehicle built at Ford's new Cologne EV facility, where the opening in June was supposed to be the beginning of the Explorer production. But the can has been kicked down the road, and Ford is delaying the launch until next summer. Ford informed Cologne workers on Thursday of the delay, citing new global safety rules for the vehicle's powertrain. Speaking of delays, the full-fledged electric camper version of the Volkswagen ID. Buzz has also been kicked down the road, but this time much further. Now, despite the high demand for an electric camper version of the ID. Buzz, Volkswagen says it would be too heavy. Volkswagen commercial vehicles confirmed to Edison Media, with the same equipment as the current Volkswagen Camper California, the all-electric camper version would weigh at 3 tons. Now, this estimate would put the equipment add on somewhere around 500 to 700 pounds. Because of this, the camper version would be too heavy for those with a European Category B driving license based on the payload. It's not gone entirely, though, as Volkswagen is introducing a concept vehicle called the Multivan with a long wheelbase and a hybrid powertrain. But as for electric, we likely won't see one this decade, at least in our estimates at Electrek. The Volkswagen ID.3 is seeing a surge in demand following the automaker's decision to slash prices in the Chinese market. According to Car News China, Volkswagen's ID.3 sales have climbed to 7,378 units in July, which is a whopping 305% increase from how many they sold in June. Now, the price cuts came after Volkswagen lost ground in the Chinese market that it once dominated. EV makers in the region, such as BYD, Tesla, NIO, and others, continue seeing high demand. Now, in the case of Volkswagen and their SAIC joint venture, they offer two versions of the ID.3, with the base one starting at around $16,600 and the higher-end trim starting at $20,800. Now, with a 57.3 kilowatt-hour battery pack, the ID.3 has a 450 kilometer or 280 mile range, according to generous testing methods. Now, despite the increase, the ID.3 is still behind some domestic EV models like the BYD Dolphin and the BYD Yuan Plus. In today's community comment found on YouTube, MuskAteer9898 says, "I'm sure those injured cops will be compensated generously by the oil cartels for suing Tesla. This is the feeding frenzy they are waiting for." I don't know, Musketeer. I really don't know if oil cartels really spend much money at that level of the totem pole. I wouldn't put it past them morally, but I believe that they adhere to, probably in their view, a higher principle of just simple economics. The legal practice of lobbying politicians combined with more complex and perhaps illegal bribery that may as well be happening, that seems to me to be a much more efficient use of their petrol dollar. I don't know if they would really get much return compared to the risk associated with funding a public lawsuit from injured police. On the other side of it, some people accuse part-time YouTubers like me of taking oil company money, which I find rather amusing. Rest assured, I've never taken a red cent from an oil company. I've never even been approached or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I've paid money for gasoline up until about 10 years ago. Of course, I'm still forced to buy some from time to time, like when I have to rent a car, but for my daily driving and for my channel, big oil can't count on little Mikey. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.